was the first one I didn't like out. So I came back to Farmington. I always wanted to graduate from Farmington, but
so
I came back to Farmington.
That's what I wanted. I want to graduate from Farmington. Like in Pocatello, they have too much kids. I mean, there's too much kids. You just... I mean, down here, it's just like a small town.
And we ought to think... Excuse me.
No. There's still some there.
Why did somebody kill me?
Is that what you did yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Well, she says, well, if the girls can bring their lunch, she'd make it for me.
Yeah.
So he's invited.
And she made us know that we should bring our lunch. But we didn't again.
I don't
know. We were still in bed.
I was still in bed, too. I just got up and combed my hair. And
I just got up and y'all came in.
And just got ready and come over here.
Yeah, we were almost late. But
had to catch a
ride. Yeah, we had to catch a ride to come over here. Well, last night, do you know that Ron?
Mm-hmm.
Ron? Do you know Ron that hit his gun?
Yeah, the big guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Big guy. Fat guy.
Well.
Well, anyway, see? We were going home last night, and he said, well, Bert, he was really teasing, you know, at first we were really teasing with him. When we started out here, he didn't want anybody to sit in front, but everybody had to sit in the back, and we all sat in the back, and then he says, we kind of joking around, you know, and we asked him what his money was like, and all this, you know. Talk real nice. Then after we were just about to cross, we were at that corner at that stop sign. And when he was driving, he kept going like this to his gas, you know, and Bernie just, quit, Ron, you're making me sick, you know. I don't like you driving or something like that anyway. And then he said, would you rather walk? You know, he says, would you rather walk? And then Bernie says, yeah, that'd be better than getting sick. And he just teasing around. She was really teasing. Then when we crossed the bridge, he stopped, you know, he stopped. And then usually the joke ends when somebody says, well, we started getting out and went, when he stopped, I was just doing it, you know, I just opened the door just a little bit, and Bernie did too on the other side.
Well, then right then they stopped.
The joke usually ends when the person says, oh, I'm just kidding you, and don't start going again. He didn't, he just stopped, you know, and we just got out. And then we start walking along the road, you know, and he keep following. I thought he'd say, you know, I was only teasing you to get back in or something. But he just, for a long way, almost up to the hospital, we just walked, you know. Pretty soon we felt stupid, so we started going in this weed so he wouldn't see us anymore. Then I don't know, just came back up here and told Father that he was worried about us walking always. I mean, worried he just. And then we were saying, no, he wasn't worried about us, he was worried about Shoni. We blamed it on Shoni. Gets on our nerves too. Yesterday I was painting that door, he's so clumsy. I was painting that door, you know, and he knew I had started painting it when he went out. And then when he was coming in, everybody else knew that was paint, that we were painting in here, and he knew very well that we were painting. He knocked, he didn't knock.
He did.
Everybody else knocked one day, he came in, and here he comes barging in, just, you know, really banging through the door or something.
There beneath that paint.
And I had just finished the door. It's perfect, you know, it's just standing up on the chair.
Look at that, over here.
My masterpiece, I had to sit up here. There's my masterpiece.
And then boom.
Then he comes in and he just slams that door against my shirt.
Well, now, he's a volunteer worker here at the mission.
Is he?
That's what he said to me this morning.
Boy, he's here volunteers.
Well, he better be a volunteer worker. Oh, he's really...
Sometimes it's really... I don't know him. What am I talking about?
Do most of the missionaries around seem to be like Father Ford, or more of them like the Mormons?
Pause board. You mean the Episcopal missionaries?
No, I mean all the missionaries, all the different denominations. Do most of the missionaries kind of leave you alone, or
no,
are most of them pushy?
I went to what church said you were?
Frankly, I'm not any.
Well, anyway, there's this, his name is, some of them are like that, too.
The Pentecostals aren't sure, aren't they? I mean, how you say? Charlie Lee's church, what is he?
Do they come after you?
Yes.
Yeah. Just the, Episcopalians and, well, not that I know of. Even Miss Huff never used to. All she did is have to drive down there and all those kids would pile in and she'd bring it back up here.
Yeah, but you could be waiting.
You know, other kids told each other how the church were, you know?
Yeah.
And then they all started coming over here. And then
boy, we had a miniature Navajo Nation up here, man.
But then they only came for fun. They didn't come for fun. They weren't Christians, that's what Father said, and that's what I agree with him. We just came to fun.
But and then everything we did do, we usually, I mean, add a little bit Christian to it.
Yeah,
but not fully, I mean, how I say?
Mm-mm. So, Father just didn't, he said he didn't know what to do, so he just
put that activity all the way around.
I mean, he just said, well, whatever's left is, are the true Christians, you know. And he didn't have any more picnics and all this all the time, you know, like we did every Sunday. Every Sunday. And nobody brought any food, nothing. The mission paid for everything, you know, just all the food and everything. And now we have potluck suppers, you know.
Right, then we had potluck suppers, too. We used to have to bring our own food.
Hardly anybody brought food, though. Barely a few people brought
food. And every Sunday we used to have fun for the teenagers to go there.
Uh-huh.
But that's
when the potluck supper came around. That was the first Sundays of every month. And all the rest of the Sundays we went. And all the rest of the Sundays we usually went up to, somewhere and had a picnic, and Father paid for all of them, and all the expenses of food and everything.
Was he the one who was here before Father Ford?
Uh-huh. And that's how come all those other kids didn't come anymore, because we didn't have those things, you know, nothing but fun.
Mm-hmm.
They went swimming and everything else. And so, besides, Father B had all these boys up here, and
Navajo boys?
Uh-huh, just Navajo boys. And then then after that, you know, the girls noticed that all these boys were up here, you know, Panther boys. They started coming up, you know, so that's up here. There's a lot of teenagers that were coming to this church. And now there's just a few of them left, but they're all coming back, I think. They have no other place to get married but here, so they're all coming back. You know, they have to come back to the church.
Is anybody still getting married by the old ceremonies?
Uh-huh.
The Navajos?
This Saturday there's going to be one. This girl's getting married at the Methodist Mission, and she's going to get married. Or Saturday she's getting married.
Navajo.
No, Sunday she's getting married Navajo, and then Saturday she's getting married the
White. Most of them used to get married Indian way get married white way and then the Indian way.
Yeah.
Most of them are doing both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them. All my cousins did anyway. They're doing both. Since they have to have a marriage license anyway, so they have to.
Why do they have to have a marriage license?
Well, nowadays we have to have marriage license.
Not if you live on the reservation.
You don't?
I mean, isn't it pretty well the situation that on the reservation,
Bosco and Tommy are already married, really, in.
Yes, they're living together.
Yeah.
In the Navajo way.
But they haven't been married legally, through white way.
No, legally is with papers. They call it.
Papers, license.
I don't know, everybody's getting into that. Everybody has to have license, don't they? to go through Social Security, you have to have a license.
Do you?
Uh-huh, that's what Bernie says. I mean, that's what Christine says, my older sister.
She works for Social Security.
She is, yeah.
Well, you see, the whites used to have a situation that they call common law marriages.
Yeah.
Where if you lived together for a given number of years, then you were legally considered married. Now, most states in the country have done away with this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there are only a few of them left who still have this. But it was
like what state?
Oh, hush, Andrea.
This I'm not sure of. I think New Mexico finally did away with it about a year or two ago. Up until then, they had it. It's called common law marriages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, to get something back from Social Security or something like that, you have to be married now. Your kids have, I mean, you know, you have to have papers.
Yeah, because when my mom got a divorce in Shiprock, about 5-6 years ago, she couldn't get a divorce because she was married. She's only common law wife. And that was only about 6 years ago she got married.
Mm-hmm.
Papers. It was so funny, she says, you guys, she told me.
Embarrassed, probably.
I was embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. She was embarrassed. Because, you know. They told her she was only common, you know, only a common law wife, and that her kids couldn't get nothing. None of my father's things, because she wasn't married to him.
Yeah, see, Social Security, if, like, this lady, if she wants her kids to be supported by Social Security, she has to have they have to have a license where the kids are considered.
Uh-huh.
Back from 1930, I think she said, from 1930 on up or something like that, they have to have license or something. I don't remember, I think that's what she said. 19 something anyway, from then on. And now if there's a kid that's born before that and the dad, you know, goes ahead and claims it, then they pay the kid too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they didn't have a license with that other lady or something, they go ahead and pay. The father wants it that way, go ahead and pay. But from 1930, did she say 1930? I can't remember, but anyway. Then on, you can't see it. They have to have a license for the kids.
Well, Social Security didn't come into existence till 1932 or 3. So this is something that came in with the Depression.
But then still, they had to have a license in case somebody, like if somebody got a divorce and, the woman wanted half of the things for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, she couldn't get it because she wasn't married to him legally. Only common law. And he says, well, she wasn't my wife. Could have just said that.
Except that in New Mexico, up until 2 years ago, she did have legal rights. If they had lived together for 7 years.
Uh-huh. Well, then my mom still had to get a... Oh, they were living in Arizona, though. That she got a divorce in New Mexico. We were living in Shiprock at the time, but my mom was married for about 14 years. To my dad. And we had to get and she got married that day. She was filing for divorce. My dad and her, they got married that day. And they
got a divorce that day too.
And then they got a divorce 2 months later.
Another Navajo?
Huh?
Did she marry another Navajo?
Uh-uh. She's not married.
No, see, the only way the kids could be paid was to be married.
Oh.
And so the father agreed to marry for to have papers for 2 months. And then they got a divorce.
Hmm.
See?
Then the kids started getting paid.
See?
Yeah.
That's how we got the pickup and the house and all these things, because my mom, she thought she just wanted to get divorced, but she didn't know my mom that well, I guess. But then when they did start running through the divorce, we ended up with the pickup, his house, his furniture, No, we went up with all his furniture, the pickup, and all his stock. And he didn't know,
he didn't think that Andrea's mother was thinking of that, huh?
Uh-uh. He thought she was just coming up with a divorce. But then, when he did find out, he
came beat up Andrea's mom.
Yeah, he did. And me and my brother thought beat him up. He lost the battle that time, first time in history he lost the battle. Why, we beat him up good. I don't know. Me and my father don't get along. But then the younger kids that didn't know nothing, you know, never seen anything, my mom get beat up or anything like that. They think a lot of their dad, you know, they miss him.
Mm-hmm.
But then us older ones, you know. Well, he's our father, and probably we really like him, but then on the outside we don't show it, you know. So I haven't seen my father in about 2.5 years now. I don't. Well, I seen him, and then I says, you know, he says hello, and how are you doing, and all those things, just for about maybe 5 minutes, and then I'll go.
Gee, her father looks like a boy.
My father looks like a teenage boy. He's really 46, though.
Do you know one time, said her mother told me this, I guess Andrea's brothers, they picked up some girls, you know, just to be flirting.
Yeah.
And,
go ahead.
And I guess they were really, Andrea, you tell about it, because I don't remember too well.
Go ahead, you tell some of it.
Well, I guess these girls, and then they were saying, they were talking about some guy, you know.
They found out that their father, they were talking about.
So then they told